On a farm?
No, I couldn't do that.
It's Nebraska.
You couldn't live on a farm?
No, I was talking about marrying a white woman.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely not.
No good cooking, no nothing.
Shit.
Let me stop.
I'm gonna say my dad did it, so I can't.
That's fair point.
You can't say no.
I can't say not.
That boy is a mixed breed.
Yeah, mixed breed.
Damn.
Damn and all.
Get to the money and slide. Get to the money and slide. Free all the bros inside. Free all the bros inside. Play with the bros, you die. Huh? Yeah. Get to the money and slide. Huh? Free all the bros inside. Huh? Play with the bros, you die. Huh? Yeah. If you want smoke, come get it. You on my chain? Come get it. Taking the money, run with it. New to this shit, I done did it. Get to the money and slide. Get to the money and slide. Free all the bros inside. Free all the bros inside. Play with the bros, you die. Huh? Yeah.
Hey man, say man, it's the Got 15 podcast coming back, man. Volume 4, part who knows, man. And if there's one thing you gotta do before you listen to the pod, man, is go get some merch, bro. The website's gonna be back up soon. I'm gonna keep saying it.
So you
go,
say.
Next time y'all go check, it's gonna be up, man. And once y'all come back, check out our guests. We got some special guests to the left. Shout yourselves out.
I'm Kennedy. You can follow me on Instagram at Kennedy Elise.
I'm Sierra, and you can follow me on Instagram at Sierra.Sade.
Make sure y'all go check them out. Show them some love. And, you know, I think, yeah, Mike said he was going to start us off today. What you got, yeah, Mike?
No, I mean, we ended the last pod talking about triggers in relationships. And I feel like that's not really a topic we've ever talked about. So how do I want to question this? Actually, let me see. I'm understand, actually. First, okay. What triggers do you feel like you have when it comes to seeking out a relationship or while you're in a relationship? What's something that triggers you, bro?
Like, triggers me to be upset? Or
Yeah, triggers you. Yeah.
I got a long list.
I mean, it triggers me to be upset. I feel like just lying is crazy. Lying and thinking I'm like not going to either find out or lying, thinking I'm just stupid.
I was like insulting my intelligence.
Yeah.
That's a major trigger.
That's a big one.
You don't think you're getting something over on me because you're not.
No. And then it's like the fact that, you know, when you get to a certain age, it's like, you don't even have to do that. You could just tell the truth. You could just tell the truth. Let me make my own decision based on that. But, like, lying is crazy. So I feel like lying is a trigger.
What's some of the items on you guys' laundry list or triggers that y'all experience?
Exes.
That's
me.
A trigger?
How
in general?
How do exes trigger you?
You know.
Or are you triggered by, you know, your past self that was with them?
Oh, not my exes. I'm talking about men, other men exes, you know?
Oh, okay.
Your potential partner's exes.
Yes.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know,
I see what you're saying.
I don't know about y'all, but it's like men don't know how to leave, you know, women alone. You know? Y'all always go back.
Elaborate.
Always?
Elaborate. Come on.
It's like, okay, let's say you're talking to a girl a few years ago or whatever. She pop on your timeline one day. And you gonna go back into that DM.
If we're single?
Why are you laughing so hard?
He probably did it.
I just thought it was very
funny. I mean, single or not, you're gonna try to go back.
I can't say single or not. That's why I can't agree with that.
Yeah, it depends on the man.
Okay, and that's why I said you might be a lawyer. You're a lawyer man.
All lawyer black man.
Right, black men don't cheat.
Of course, black men don't cheat.
Put that down.
in a book somewhere, right?
Yeah, write it down.
No. Burn it.
Hey, that was a good one.
Appreciate you.
Burn the book.
I mean, I was actually gonna start the pod, but Mike was ready, and I was gonna ask something about trigger. I want to ask you, Brendan, like outside of relationship, what are some things that just triggers you? You know, just from normal people, like what are some things that people do and that really just bothers you?
Treating workers bad, like. My mom used to do that a lot.
Treat workers bad.
Like it could be the smallest inconvenience, and she would pull out the card like, "Yo, I really write you up." Like, I'm a secret shopper. I'm like, and I'm like, I know you. You're not a secret shopper.
You're a regular shopper.
But like, yeah, etiquette. Treating people bad is just it's a personality trait. I feel like that reflects your character. I don't fuck with that shit, but
Secret shopper is
funny.
Nah, that's funny.
Pull that shit out. Tell somebody you're a secret shopper. I'm going to write you up.
She did that. I'm like 10 in the Burger King line. Nigga. It didn't matter where we
were.
Imagine you're 17, fried at the counter, bro. This lady comes up, yo. I'm finna fucking fire your ass.
You don't even know who I am.
Right, you ain't know who I am. I know who you are. That was an actually catchphrase.
I know who you are.
That shit is I have a case on you, my guy.
That's funny.
Good tactic, though, I guess. I don't know.
It is good.
God, niggas shook, bro. But that shit's ugly, though. I don't
sound like it gets you an extra large fry, though.
No. It never did. Them niggas used to be like,
just created conflict.
Yeah, nah, that's just ugly.
So, like, if you're a secret relationship with somebody and they started showing signs of that,
you gonna drop them?
That's not acceptable.
It's not acceptable. It's not. That's a character flaw.
But I feel like if you're talking to them, you would know. You shouldn't get that deep in. Like, yeah, you should be going out to see.
Man, people are real good at being deceptive about
what
they
really
are. So if you think someone's like, you go out to eat with your girl and she's the type to like yell at the waitress or whatever, you think you wouldn't know that before you get in too deep?
I mean, hold on now.
Niggas can lie for 3+ months.
So you just gonna pretend?
People are crazy.
I mean, I know it happens, but I'm like,
right, people will consistently lie to your face, look you in your eyes and lie to you.
Boys and
for
girls.
Days
upon boys and girls. And
I mean, I know that, but it's like, you think they can hide the fact that that's the type of person that they are? Like, y'all go out to eat numerous times. Y'all are in public.
A red flag gonna slip up somewhere.
Yeah,
it will slip up eventually.
You can't really see somebody's true character until an opportunity presents itself to, you know, expose that.
And it always will.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why you gotta take these girls on dates, y'all.
Y'all
like that one. Y'all like that one.
I did it.
That's a nice strategy point.
I mean, I don't know.
Just saying you don't know who they really are.
I mean, I guess that does
you,
make
see if they
take you on a date to figure out who you are.
You have to. What are y'all doing these days?
I go on dates.
Go on dates. Well, like I said, we're good, wholesome.
Yeah,
black.
I'm about to say. Yeah.
We're the bad ones at then. Let's talk about that.
We don't know.
We don't know.
At Kennesaw and Georgia State.
Y'all been
I don't know
any
now.
Bad men out here?
Yes, absolutely.
No, y'all have.
Every day.
You know, yeah.
I mean, every day.
Every
wake
single
up,
day.
It's a bad man.
Is there any stories y'all want to share about some of these bad guys here in Atlanta?
What triggers have they started for you?
Oh, just, I would say wasting time.
Okay.
That's like a trigger.
I don't want to like y'all to take this the wrong way, but broke.
Wow.
That's fair.
Hey, that's real. That's so.
No. Men be like, men be like, girls just want them for money, and it's not true, but like, don't be.
And y'all see how y'all reacted when I said take them on a date? Like, y'all are like,
That wasn't good energy. That wasn't good energy.
I mean, there's some shiesty women out here too. Let's
yes, of course.
Yeah. Like, and I think that'd be the thing that kind of frustrates men. Is when women kind of just act like, oh, no, that's just a little bit. It's a large percentage of women.
No, there is for sure.
They are really out here.
I don't know any personally though.
Like strategically
you're
trying
using
to get money.
Niggas.
Oh yes, from men.
Oh, yeah, for
absolutely.
Sure.
That is,
and like, they should honestly, because if you think about it, hold on, wait. If you think about it, honestly, if a man, like, let's say for instance, like you have those guys, like those girls, let's say, you know. You're just trying to fuck them, right? Okay, so you're trying to fuck me and you give me some money.
So equal
exchange.
Prostitute?
No, but I'm just saying, like, there's men that just go out just trying to have sex with women. There's women that just go out trying to get money from men.
Wait, so let me ask you this. So when you have sex.
Me personally?
Yeah, just, you know, people.
Oh.
Like, when you have sex, this is an enjoyable experience for a two-way street, right?
Mm-hmm. Should
so
be.
Right.
Yeah, allegedly.
Right. So why is it men... Men go get sex, and then women go get money. Then now she's getting a double whammy.
I'm a prize.
As she should.
Right. Wow. So
she got paid
sex and money. And
sexually.
I got sex. What type of exchange is that?
And lots of money.
Because if you think about it, men who do like casual sex, they're not really focused on pleasuring the woman, if you know what I'm saying. So they're
that's
really
true.
Just getting
that's
off
true.
And going
great.
About
that's
their
true.
Day.
Great statement.
And then, you know, yeah.
Because it's not hard for me.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, some people prefer those transactional type of things. Okay, here, I gave you what you needed for your services. You gave me what I paid for these services, and we can go left and right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not condoning prostitution, but get it how you live.
It's
all
damn near.
I mean, it is.
It's pretty
if you think about
to,
it, but yeah, I just.
I mean, yeah.
Y'all were advocating.
Just cut out the middleman.
I mean, I wouldn't say that.
Y'all said what you said with the pot. What a trick set.
Okay. I like tricks, yes. Tricks. Doesn't mean I'm gonna do anything for the trick. Absolutely.
But I like tricks. Right, okay. So trick. why would a man like what is the benefit of the trick
Nothing.
Situation?
You're being just, with a gorgeous girl. If you're gonna bother me, you better, might as well give me money.
Yes. You get to experience me.
I have a question. So,
but he doesn't though. You just say nothing.
No, just no sex. Oh, just my vibe, my aura.
So, say a guy's pursuing you for 3 months, 90 days, or whatever. You know, he's gonna take you out on dates. How much money do you think he's gonna end up spending in those 90 days, trying to impress you and get to know you?
A lot.
So, I mean, what would you expect or think or hope that number to be?
Honestly, I don't know. Like, it depends on the dates. I feel like a lot of guys actually, they think too much like money wise instead of thought wise. It doesn't take that much for a date. Yeah. A date can literally be $10, go get ice cream. So the number really depends.
But that's it. Yeah.
Quality time.
But this is 90 days and he's trying
so
to.
So overall, how much?
Yeah.
$1,000.
I mean, I think you should be spending time with each other at least like once a week, depending on like how close you are to each other. I'm not saying you got to take me to a 5-star restaurant every single week, but like, I think eventually I would want to, pay too sometimes. Like, okay, if we're getting to this pattern of you constantly paying for me, I think over that time period, I'd be like, it's on me today.
See, I don't have a problem with spending money on dates. Like, that's not a
rich guy.
No. That's not what that means. I have no problem spending money on dates, when it's a person that I care about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, when we're talking like, oh, yeah, just cash at me $250 before we talk because you're bothering me.
Well, that only goes for guys we don't like.
They have nothing to offer. Like, yeah. You're not putting anything on
the
table.
If I like you, then I don't expect
But how would you know if you haven't met
right,
them yet?
Right.
I can feel it.
Mm-hmm. Talking.
Straight off the first DM, I can feel it.
That's why I say I don't.
So it's a lot of weight on that first DM?
Yes.
What are some like that messages first interaction. Or like ways guys, swipe up on a story or, DM y'all that are just like,
No. Yo.
Hey, baby girl, you're fine as fuck.
Yo.
Shit, the right nigga.
That was Chris Brown who said that.
I would screenshot and be like, oh my God, y'all. See, like, and that's it.
And that's
I'm not going to.
Depend on who the nigga is. So
but you got to know as a nigga, though.
Who are you? Y'all go check your profile? Or y'all
yes, before I respond.
So you're scanning his badges from there.
And yes, based I'm on looking what at the highlights. I'm looking through his followers. What kind, do you follow all women? Like, what's
and that? Even if you are fine, that just tells me who you are for real.
Yeah.
If they follow women?
No, the like way what you came of, at me.
Oh, okay.
Are you following bitches with BBLs?
Because I ain't got BBL, one.
Right? Yeah, like, yeah. You live in Kennesaw, Georgia.
Are you smoking a blunt in them pictures?
Yeah, is there a blunt behind your ear in the picture? What's going on?
Are you flashing money and guns?
Not do you work out? Stuff like
so
that.
So you want to put his life on Instagram?
No, I mean, I'm open to like, I don't put my life on Instagram. So
nigga, he had no photos. But he
that's kind of scary.
We had a great profile photo and some good highlights.
That's good.
You can do that?
Yeah. Because okay. We can like talk.
That's when you get the FaceTime.
I feel like there's at least three different images of yourself. Whether it's a video, story highlight, or something.
Yeah.
Give them something to look at. You know what I'm saying?
Something. And I feel like a lot of men's Instagram seem to be like deceiving. Because it could be in a good way. No, it could be in a good way. Like they could be, their pictures could be okay, but you see him in person, you're like, oh, he's better in person. Right, or it's
wow. Who is this nigga?
Should have stayed on the
ground. Yeah, I should have stayed on the ground.
Yeah, y'all really don't know how to take pictures for real. Like,
that's
it
facts.
Sucks.
God but it's okay, damn. Though, because if that's why you got to go out.
Yeah.
But you can go out and still not know how to take pictures.
But you will look better in person, though.
Like,
I'm going to see.
Oh, you're saying go out and see. Okay. That's what you're saying.
And the game is so complicated.
It is.
In Atlanta.
I'm glad I'm out that
way. In general. I think it's a worldwide epidemic.
I think it's just generation. You go to somewhere like South Dakota or Nebraska, niggas not having this problem.
I'd probably be married to a white man then.
It's like 20.
Whoa.
What?
Whoa.
In Dakota?
Now, if a nigga would have said that.
Did you say that?
No, he said something about Nebraska. Oh, I said about marrying a white man? Yes.
I was just, because I didn't see you say it. I saw you smile like you agreed to
I
it.
Would never say that. I like my black men.
I mean, I do too, but like if I was in that area, I know what's there.
I can respect that though.
Why not?
Yeah.
Especially getting taken care of. I can't blame anybody.
Amen.
For that.
Yeah.
Shit.
On a farm.
No, I couldn't do that.
It's Nebraska.
You can live on a farm?
No, I was talking about marrying a white woman.
Oh,
absolutely not.
No good cooking, no nothing.
Shit.
Let me stop.
I'm gonna say my dad did it, so I can't.
That's a fair point.
You can't say no.
I can't say not.
That boy's a mixed breed.
Yeah, mixed breed.
Damn.
Damn and all. What the fuck? Like that. Like shit. I mean,
you have to keep it open, so but like though. At the same time, it's kind of like, because I always say I would never be with a man that's open to dating white women.
I hear that a lot too.
Just why being that, open to
it? Yes, just being open to it.
Like, I feel like
dating,
for me,
I think dating is different than marrying.
Because, what? Okay, listen.
Why are you dating them in the first place then?
Because she's cool.
To try
she
some
makes
shit.
Me I can't. Feel good. What the fuck?
That's she why make you feel anybody. Good.
She's a cool person.
Love don't discriminate.
This is why I don't like niggas.
Because we're not racist.
Just
no, 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 no. So, if you're asking me, if you know, I will go for a white man and a black man. Like, I'm going out, and any man that approaches me, basically, that's what I'm thinking. Any type of person that approaches you, you'll go for it because you don't have no, like.
But if you like that, you shouldn't be worried about that.
What do you mean?
Like, if you're worried about your partner being exposed to everybody of all races, then you just don't. It sounds like you're not securing your spot.
No, it's just like. Why, like, in general, like, if you, like, say you have a girl, right, and you go out and you know your girl looks good, you know what she attracts, so, like, you probably, like, niggas probably gonna try to talk to her, but,
like, when your girlfriend is actually bad and looks good, you know that's coming.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why you just gotta be on your shit, where, you know, like, I know she coming, not exactly. Also, I know she coming home to me only type shit, where,
yeah,
but, like, if you know you're doing what you need to do, you should
I just
be
don't want to have to factor
that shit don't piss
a white
off.
Woman into it.
I mean, you know how the game go. Like, okay, you know, right, I'm always in the back corner. You know what I'm saying? I'm
always yeah. if a nigga
I'm in the bushes with
her,
I'm in the bushes
and,
with
and
that
and
shit.
That's good. That's good. That's good.
Will, is I'll, it? I'll, what I'll is pop out her sock.
Right. So you don't know. Here, you know I was
yeah,
here. I was in her purse.
You know what I'm saying?
That's great.
I don't think that's great.
Oh.
Nah, it is. It's just weird a lot of times.
Sometimes it can be weird.
It's
I mean, it's like, there's levels to it.
It'd be false alarms.
Yeah, I ain't trying you, but it's definitely like some insecure shit. It definitely is. Yeah. Like,
speak on it.
Are you overprotective, perhaps?
He definitely is.
He's very overprotective.
And,
scale of 1 to 10, so. You're on 11.
Why would you not say so?
I wouldn't say so. I mean, it's like
you just say you're in the bushes with it.
I mean, that was a joke. We on YouTube,
wasn't
it?
We on YouTube.
But like, I've never hid in the bushes. But like, you know, if a nigga gotta hide in the bushes, I'll be in there.
But there's been times where a nigga.
what I was really trying to say is, you should be with someone where you don't even have to feel like that.
Exactly.
Absolutely, but feel like, that's the problem, though.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Like, sometimes, bro, you can be with somebody who doesn't make you feel like that.
Yeah.
But just you feel like that. Like,
yeah, you just
and
want
I feel
that.
Like that's a human like. Experience, bro.
It depends on the person. Some people have it in them, some people don't. But I personally like my man with a little.
What's that right there?
Hide in the bush for me.
Oh,
not that you would like if you do that. I'd be like, you're crazy as fuck. But yeah. I would think about it. Like,
I mean, I'm definitely a rock at the window type of. We gonna, you know what I'm saying?
Play
I'm
the music.
Yeah, yeah.
If I block you, email me.
Oh yeah,
that's
doing
crazy.
All that.
No,
we doing all that. We
if you block me,
but I wouldn't block him though.
You're done.
I wouldn't block him.
I'm sure he cared
before.
I remember when I was trying to get my girl right, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking with her right. She went a little cold shoulder on me. I could feel it. I could just sense the energy, right? So then I'm like, all right, she ain't posting on Instagram. I ain't seen her post on Instagram in 3-4 days. I know something up. So I go ahead and text her, you done blocked me from your Instagram story? Ain't nobody block you from nothing that story. I already know. Not you just lied to me to my face like that. I know that's all I needed to do to get back in.
Because
like you said, they like to play games sometimes. Y'all like to play games. Y'all crazy.
I like to see if you care. I was just about to say that.
Y'all like that shit. So we got to play the game,
y'all
too.
And women. You have a game. You just don't. It may not be that game.
She does.
You have some game.
She playing a little nonchalant right now.
That's your character
trait. I can see it. She kind of playing it right now.
She's fake. No, you're fake. It's fake.
Fake nonchalant.
Too cool for school.
Trying to act like she don't care, but she really does.
She cares, but she just...
Huh? Of
course, everyone has. I think
haven't we
too many times.
And that's when they throw them walls up, man.
As she should
staying up.
Oh, no,
you gotta keep them.
Somebody gonna knock them down, man.
Knock them bitches right
down. I'm praying on it. Somebody go. A good guy gonna knock them down, man.
You know what? Me too.
man. Black love, man. We love to see black love out here, man.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And Mike and shit, of course. My guy, yeah, Mike.
You say and Mike. Yeah. Black love and Mike. Yo, that's fucking crazy.
I didn't want you to feel left out right there.
I did.
Mike, have you dated white girls before?
White girls? No.
Okay.
Mike likes
like,
black.
But like, I ain't gonna lie. If there's a white girl that's, she's cool as fuck. She, like, we knocking it, we cooling in. I wouldn't think, oh no, she's white, I can't do it. Like that wouldn't cross my mind.
Your mom would probably slap you.
My mom?
His mother's white.
Yeah, I'm about to say, like, if he thought like that, she would be mad as fuck.
No, she wouldn't.
I don't think she
You think she would understand?
She's European too, so she's not like American white. So it's definitely different. Like she's not like Starbucks white.
Why
Starbucks white?
Why you wouldn't? like you think she would understand why you would if you did feel like that? Like you couldn't date white.
I mean, she would know. Like if I brought a girl home for real, she would know. Like okay, he clearly picked for who he needs. Like, yeah, she would be happy like that. I'm happy type shit. She really wouldn't give a fuck.
That wouldn't be my circle.
She could be charcoal black. My mom would probably have the same reaction. My dad might say some shit about a white girl. He would definitely say some shit.
That's crazy.
Because he used to think my brother was into white girls. And he would say some shit before he never brought home a white girl. And he would say some shit about it. But
you just gave that vibe. He gave that vibe.
Yeah, my mom apparently was pissed my brother was dating a white girl once in middle school. She was pissed.
In middle school?
I mean, middle school, you just try shit.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I don't know. She was still pissed.
Shit, that's the roots.
That's where it started. Whoever was trying to fuck with you at that point,
I'm fucking it out.
That's what you're like. Yeah, that's what you're gonna fuck with.
Might be honest with that one.
Absolutely. And I think that kind of like sets that seed versus your life.
So your middle school crush becomes your type.
Oh no,
I hope not.
That's a stretch.
That's what y'all basically just said.
I don't think that's.
I like.
No, you're saying like at that time when you were in middle school, you fuck with the people who are in your middle school.
You want some young?
And then that built. Who you're trying to?
Once you start going other places, you see different types you've never seen. Change,
but I think like yeah. I think
it wasn't nothing at my middle school that I like.
Well, no fine shit at my shit.
No fine shit.
Actually,
what you say?
Yeah, no crushes in middle school.
I had one, but he liked white girls.
Like, nigga was in middle school.
Middle school fine shit.
No fine shit. You had a yo.
We went to the same middle school. We on YouTube. It's time to chow.
Nigga be lying on the pod.
Hey, man, look, bro. We talking today, bro.
What did we talk about?
Black men don't cheat.
Triggers, that's what we
started. We're talking about triggers.
Black men don't cheat.
Stop triggering y'all ladies out here, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Let them live their life. Ladies, stop playing these games with these fellas. fellas, it's okay to spend a little money sometimes when you go out on a date. But shit, don't break the bank. You know what I'm saying? Don't break the bank. Stay in your budget, bro. We got to build for wealth. You know what I'm saying? We are trying to build a community.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And don't lose that focus to frivolous things, man. But it's always good to still treat your woman. You know what I'm saying?
What is this dude be talking about?
Bro. I was thinking.
He'll get to the end of it.
I know he was. He was. But I shouldn't
have. I heard frivolous.
That's what I was thinking, bro. I had to say that shit.
You should have kept that shit in your noggin.
You should pop that nigga.
I should have. And with that being said, man, it's been a Got 15 podcast. We out.
For sure. Now you did start yapping, though.
Bro, let me yap, bitch.
You got the frivolous out of the eye, bro.
Nah, frivolous is a bad word. I feel like expanding the vocabulary.
No,
understand.
We understand.
I use a word.
I didn't understand why you were using that word.
Get to the money and slide. Get to the money and slide.
Appreciate y'all popping out to the podcast, man. Make sure y'all leave a like. Go ahead and comment something. And hit that subscribe button if you haven't already so you don't miss any of our videos, bro.
And make sure you subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive behind-the-scenes videos posted weekly. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TikTok, and I already know we're on YouTube, man. Go check us out everywhere.
Show.